KJAN Sports.
And it's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Checking some high school sports from around the area last night. First in girls high school softball play last night. A lot of doubleheaders in the Hawkeye 10 Conference. Atlantic won both ends of theirs. Atlantic defeating Clarinda twice last night, 11-1 and 14-2. Also, Lewis Central posting a couple of wins over Shenandoah, 10-1 and 10-0 the scores. It was Harlan over Glenwood twice, 5-3 and 11-10. Creston swept a pair from Denison, 6-2 and 9-3. St. Albert down Fremont Mills, 6-5. Also last night, Logan Magnolia swept a pair from Audubon, 18-0 and 10-0. AHSTW defeats Griswold, 7-0. It was Adair Casey, a winner over Coon Rapids Bayard, 12-7. Glidden-Ralston downing Exira EHK, 5-0. Stanton edged Bedford, 8-7. Trainer beat Essex, 15-2. IKM Manning beat Missouri Valley twice, 2-0 and 3-2 in a doubleheader. Central Decatur beat Southwest Valley, 10-3. Martinsdale St. Mary's, a winner over Lennox, 8-3. Bowyer Valley beat West Harrison twice, 10-2 and 5-3. It was Woodbine over Arweva, 7-5. Bishop Heelan Catholic edging Abraham Lincoln, 1-0. And Sioux City North beat Thomas Jefferson by a final of 12-7. That's in girls softball play yesterday. In boys baseball action last night, it was Atlantic sweeping a pair from Clarinda. Atlantic winning a close one, 5-4 in the opener, and then taking an easier route in the second game. Atlantic beating Clarinda 12-0 in game two of that doubleheader. Also last night, it was Lewis Central beating Shenandoah 3-1. Kemper Catholic downing Red Oak 11-1. Harlan beat Glenwood 7-1 in the first game of a doubleheader. Glenwood won the nightcap 4-3. It was Creston beating Denison 3-2 in the first game of a doubleheader. Denison came back to beat Creston 7-2 in the second game. Also last night in boys baseball, Exira EHK, a 10-0 winner over Glidden-Ralston. Coon Rapids Bayard defeats Adair Casey 14-4. Bedford over Stanton 15-0. Central Decatur beats Southwest Valley 15-5. It was Arweva over Woodbine 11-1. West Harrison beat Bowyer Valley 11-1. Abraham Lincoln swept a pair from Bishop Heelan Catholic 10-5 and 3-2. Sioux City North took two from Thomas Jefferson by scores of 5-4 and 9-4. Also, Twin Cedars defeats Orient Maxburg 8-0, the final in that contest. In college baseball, TCU has won a College World Series elimination game to earn the right to take on the defending champions tonight. Trey Teekle tossed perfect ball over 4 1/3 innings, and Dane Steinhagen had 3 RBIs as the Horned Frogs knocked off LSU 8-4 in Omaha last night. TCU broke a 3-all tie in the 5th inning as Evan Skog doubled in the go-ahead run, and Steinhagen singled in 2 more. That moves the Horned Frogs on to a matchup against Vanderbilt, where they'll have to win 2 straight against the Commodores if they want to move into next week's best-of-3 championship finals. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, slumping Kenny Vargas hit a solo home run with 2 outs in the bottom of the 9th inning Thursday, and that lifted the Minnesota Twins to a 2-1 victory and a 2-game sweep of the St. Louis Cardinals. Joe Mauer homered for the Twins as well, tying the game in the 8th, answering Jason Hayward's solo shot for the Cardinals the inning before. Also in interleague action, Alcides Escobar had 3 hits and scored twice, and Jeremy Guthrie pitched 6 effective innings as the Kansas City Royals beat the Milwaukee Brewers 3-2 last night. Escobar doubled to lead off the Royals' 2-run first and then scored on Lorenzo Cain's sacrifice fly. Escobar singled in the second, stole second base, and came around to score on Mike Moustakas' 2-out single. With that victory, Ned Yost surpassed Whitey Herzog as the winningest manager in Royals history. He has 411 victories. Elsewhere around interleague action yesterday, it was Philadelphia beating Baltimore 2-1, Houston over Colorado 8-4, San Diego beat Oakland 3-1, the LA Angels downed Arizona 7-1, the New York Yankees a 9-4 winner over Miami. It was Tampa Bay over Washington 5-3, Toronto beat the New York Mets 7-1, Boston over Atlanta 5-2, Cleveland edged the Chicago Cubs 4-3, Pittsburgh slid by the Chicago White Sox 3-2, San Francisco blanking Seattle 7-0, and the LA Dodgers beat Texas 1-0. Detroit at Cincinnati was rained out yesterday. St. Louis Cardinals chairman Bill DeWitt Jr. is blaming rogue behavior on the team's involvement in the alleged hacking of the Houston Astros player personnel database. DeWitt said Thursday the team was still investigating the matter, but said a handful of individuals in the organization were responsible. DeWitt and general manager John Mozeliak met with media at Busch Stadium a day after an attorney hired by the team said high-level executives were not involved in the scandal. DeWitt said he had no knowledge of the hacking before being informed by FBI investigators early this year. Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow says the notion that poor password protection is to blame for a computer hack of his team's player database is absolutely false. The FBI is investigating whether employees of the St. Louis Cardinals broke into the database. Luhnow headed the Cardinals' scouting and player development department before he was hired by the Astros in December of 2011. He also denies to Sports Illustrated that he used any of the Cardinals' intellectual property or information from the Cardinals' database, called Redbird, to create Houston's database, which they call Ground Control. Elsewhere around the league, Nationals outfielder Bryce Harper strained his left hamstring while taking an awkward tumble, making a throw in Thursday's loss to Tampa Bay. Manager Matt Williams said Harper has a mild strain and would be further evaluated today. There was no estimate on how long Harper might be out. Kansas City Royals pitcher Yordano Ventura has been put on the 15-day disabled list because of a right ulnar nerve inflammation. The Royals' opening day starter is just 3-6 with a .468 earned run average in 12 starts and hasn't pitched since June 12th. The team has filled the roster spot by recalling right-hander Johan Pino, who was 0-1 with a .64 earned run average in 6 appearances for Kansas City earlier this season. And not only do Dustin Johnson and Henrik Stenson share the lead after one round of the U.S. Open, they are 15 strokes better than Tiger Woods. Johnson and Stenson seem to tame the wild terrain of Chambers Bay, firing a 5-under-par 65 for each of them to finish the day one stroke ahead of Patrick Reed. Johnson's only mistake came on his final hole when he pulled a 6-iron on the par 3 ninth over the green and made his only bogey. Stenson birdied four of his last five holes for a share of first place. And then there was Woods, who shot his worst round in the U.S. Open. He carded a 10-over 80 that included 8 bogeys, a triple bogey on 14, and just one birdie. Only Rich Berberian Jr. and Ricky Fowler posted worse scores. Amateur Brian Campbell had an impressive round, playing his last 11 holes at minus 5 for a 3-under par total. Campbell is tied for fourth with Ben Martin and Matt Kuchar. Masters champion Jordan Spieth is among a host of players at 2-under par. World number one Rory McIlroy opened with a 72, and that puts him 7 off the pace. And Phil Mickelson finds himself 4 strokes back following a 69. Mickelson had the lead at 3-under through 12 holes before bogeys on 13 and 14. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.